It's time once again for us to cross the Atlantic to Baltimore, where we chat with Chris Danielson from the National Federation of the Blind in the USA. Chris, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks again for having us, Alan.
So we catch up each month, talk about some of the big stories you guys have going on over there. Today we're going to talk about a project that's been running for some time now, and some people may find it a bit strange, but we're going to talk about driving.
We're going to talk about blind drivers. Now, if you think that's not a thing, it actually is a thing. So over a decade ago, we started an initiative called the Blind Driver Challenge. And the idea was to explore the idea and basically prove that blind people can drive a car, and that driving a car is not really a matter of vision so much as being able to get information to a blind person that the blind person can then use to successfully drive and to successfully navigate. And that information could come in the form of haptics, tactile or vibration cues. It could come in the form of audio. So we set out to prove that. And about 10 years ago, actually on January 29th, 2011, the gentleman who is our current president, Mark Riccobono, demonstrated this on the Daytona Road Course. Those who are familiar with American auto racing may know that Daytona International Speedway is a big racing course in the United States. And Mr. Riccobono was not racing, but what he did do was on the road course with some obstacles, static and dynamic. So, in other words, there were barrels he had to drive around, and then there were actually boxes that were thrown out of the back of a truck randomly that he had to navigate around. Then he also passed another vehicle that was moving that we put on the course. So it was only those two vehicles on the course and the obstacles, and he only traveled part of it and did not travel part of it at racing speed. But nonetheless, he was using vibrotactile cues that he got through his driving gloves and his seat cushion to know which way to steer and whether to accelerate or slow down. And that's because that information was being sensed by sensors on the car of different kinds and cameras and transmitted to a computer. And then the computer translated those into the instructions, which it then sent to Mark's driving gloves and his seat. So that was what we demonstrated 10 years ago. And now we're working with one of the big autonomous vehicle companies, Cruise, and they're actually sponsoring a real race car driver who is blind. His name is Dan Parker. And Dan Parker is going to break a record that was actually set by a UK man, Mike Newton, for the fastest speed achieved by a car driven blindfolded. Now, the interesting thing is, Mr. Newton wasn't blindfolded, and Dan Parker won't be either. The blindfolds are superfluous for them because they are, in fact, blind. But what is going to happen this time, with the help of an audio guidance system that Dan and a friend of his designed themselves, is that Dan is actually going to try to break a speed record and drive his modified Corvette at around 210 miles per hour.
Wow. I mean, Chris, the start of this conversation, people were probably listening, thinking a blind person driving, this sounds a bit outrageous. But your latest bit there, I mean, that just sounds off the scale.
Well, Dan has actually done this before on a motorcycle. He's actually raced a motorcycle as a blind person and achieved a speed of over 50 miles an hour. I forget exactly what the speed was. That's very fast for a motorcycle. So he is very confident in his technology and in himself. It's really an amazing story because Dan was actually injured in a racing accident. That's what caused his blindness. He was a championship auto racer, but he had a very bad accident, but he still wanted to get back on the course, despite that he has blindness and he has traumatic brain injury as well. But he wanted to do two things. He wanted to get back in his shop because he also builds his own equipment, his own race cars, engines. And so he wanted to get back to his work as a machinist, and then he wanted to be able to race again. So he started to work on achieving both of those goals. And one of the things he did actually was to go to the Louisiana Center for the Blind, which is a training center that is affiliated with the National Federation of the Blind. and get training in cane travel and braille and other skills. And he actually was able to work in the wood shop there at the Louisiana Center. And that's what gave him the confidence to go back into his own machine shop and start doing his work again as a blind person. And then he worked on with various support from us and others and friends of his on a system so that he could actually race as a blind person. So it's really quite an amazing story, and we're proud to be partnering with him. And Cruise, the automated vehicle company, is partnering with us as well and sponsoring what Dan is doing. He's going to do a test run in early May, and then we'll see what happens in the fall when he actually attempts this Guinness World Record.
Chris, we will absolutely have to come back to you near the time to talk a little bit more about this, the Speedway goings on. What's the best way to do that?
So we do actually have a specific website for this initiative, which is blinddriverchallenge.org. You can also, of course, always find us at nfb.org, which is our main website. You can find us on Twitter at @NFB_voice. You can search for us on Facebook, National Federation of the Blind, and you can email us nfb@nfb.org.
Chris, pleasure chatting with you as always. We'll catch up once again, but thank you for talking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again for having us, Alan. Always a pleasure.